Welcome, everybody, to SCI's First for Hunters podcast. I'm your host, Ben Cassidy, Executive Vice President for International Government and Public Affairs at Safari Club International. Doesn't matter where you hunt, what you hunt, or how you hunt, you've come to the right place if you're a hunter. This podcast will give you the latest breaking news on what's happening and what you can do about it to protect your freedom to hunt. Welcome back, everybody, to the First for Hunters podcast. I'm your host, Ben Cassidy, coming live to you from Music City Center, where we are on our final day of the 2024 SCI Annual Convention. And what a ride it's been. Last night was incredible. The energy, the support we had for advocacy, the business of our business. Just so much generosity and support coming out, and it's never been needed more. I mean it when I say it. The world needs SCI members today more than ever before because of all the threats we're facing. I just can't stop thinking about advocacy right now because we're just coming over back from our Hunter Action Fund luncheon, which is our super PAC. And as a lot of you know or may not know, we're the only hunting group that has a super PAC, which really gives us the firepower to mobilize, educate, activate hunters on critical races to support our pro-hunting champions. And pro-hunting champions, we have an abundance here, but I'm sitting with one of my absolute favorites, U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, and past Federal Legislator of the Year. So thank you so much
for being with us today. Ben, great to be here. And by the way, great job at the luncheon.
Thank you.
You killed it.
Yeah.
Was very
we had
successful.
Fun. Yeah, great. We had Christian Craighead was our guest.
Really done.
What'd you
really
think of his remarks?
I thought they were great. He's obviously a brave warrior, sacrificed a lot for his country, and helped our country as a he's a Brit. And then, as you and I were just talking before, he went on his spiritual moments that he shared with us. I'm a big believer in those happening, right?
Absolutely.
So it was great.
What was it your mom would call it?
My mom, my beautiful mom. And Dad, unfortunately, they're not with me anymore. But my mom used to say, there's no such thing as a coincidence. It's a God incidence, right?
That love it.
When these things happen,
yep,
it's the hand of God, and I believe that. Chris talked a lot about those today.
Absolutely. Yeah, moving stuff. Still have a little bit of goosebumps going
from
it all.
Yeah, it's good.
So what do you think of the show so far?
I love the show, and I love the fact that it's here in Nashville, and, you know, one of the reasons I really love this show, to be a little parochial as Alaska's U.S. Senator, is there's no doubt when you go on the floor here, at least per capita, there's more Alaskans here per capita
yep.
in terms of state than anyone, any other state. It might just be absolute numbers. We did a meeting with Alaskan constituents this morning,
mm-hmm.
bright and early. Here at the SCI convention, we had well over 100.
I believe it.
100.
I believe it.
At our morning meeting, right? So
yep.
I'm sure there were some others who were sleeping in, maybe had too good of a time last night, but 100 to show up at 7:30. And so I love this event. It's great.
I'm not surprised. I mean, there's no group like Alaskans. Always punch above weight, you know, in every regard. I worked at the Department of Interior. I had a chance when I was at NRA to work closely with the delegation, with everybody, with your team and everybody. And just amazing work that comes out of the state.
Yeah, we have a great state, great people. And we really care about these issues that SCI has been such a leader in and on. They matter to Alaska. Of course, they matter to America. So, we're so appreciative of the SCI support that we get in Alaska.
Absolutely. Well, let's touch on it a little bit on kind of like the landscape. I feel like we've said it from SCI, you know, since the get-go with this administration that our rights as hunters are under threat.
Absolutely.
Access is top of mind for all hunters. And when this administration came in, we asked for one clear agreement, you know, from all the folks that were going to be joining the administration, from the cabinet secretaries down, and that's a commitment to no net loss.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, we don't think it's going to be like the golden days of like when President Trump was in office and we increased access. I'm not trying to get greedy, but just saying what we have, don't take anything away.
Right. Because
that's the hand we're dealt. And nobody would commit to it. You know, we had friends like you and Senator Daines and folks asking, you know, for that commitment. Nobody would do it. And I feel like ground zero is Alaska.
100%.
As unfortunate as it is.
It is.
It's just such an incredible, incredible place. That's one place, you know, I've been where it's like you just get off the plane and you're like, proud to be an American.
Yeah.
Like, it's a complete reminder. It's also the only place I've ever been where, like, you see something in nature that just makes you go, holy crap. Like, you can't even, like, help it. Right?
Yeah.
You know, you see and you're like, whoa. Like, everybody.
Yeah. You get off the plane and you, I always say this, I go home most weekends, even when we're in session in D.C., so I spend a lot of time on airplanes. But you get off the plane and you, like, you smell, you feel freedom.
Yep.
That you don't, like, when you get off the plane in Connecticut or, you know, New York City.
Right? I was born there, but I crawled out of Connecticut.
No offense, but, yeah, so, and you get off the plane and you, you know, you get outside of some of our communities, and very quickly you also realize you're no longer at the top of the food chain either.
Yep.
Right? So
yep.
That's something else that's different about Alaska.
So right now, food chain, we have at the top this administration, Biden,
yeah.
Top of the political food chain.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What's going on? I mean, like, let's start with, like, executive actions coming out of there.
Well, look, you mentioned no net loss. We actually, in Alaska, the law under ANILCA, that's the acronym for the Alaska National Lands Interests Act of Alaska, that was a 1980 law that was passed. We didn't like it, but, you know, we had good senators back then who put a lot of stuff in there to protect Alaskans. We have a provision in ANILCA that's, like, essentially it's the no more clause, right? It is federal law that the feds, after the ANILCA law, said, hey, we recognize there's a big chunk that we're taking away from Alaska, so we, the Congress, are saying, so no more. You can't take any more from Alaska. That's in the law. So that's not even an ask of the Biden administration. That's what the law says. But I trot this out a lot. I've given this to President Biden himself. This is a map. Hopefully everybody can see. It's called the Last Frontier Lockup. Now, this is a map of Alaska that shows all the different parts of our state where we're losing access, where hunters are losing access, our ability to produce natural resources. And here's the real killer. So that's 56 executive orders and actions singularly targeting Alaska. 56 from this administration. 10 on the first day of the administration, right? So they were ready to crush us day one of the Biden administration.
Waiting for it.
I have literally handed this Last Frontier Lockup to President Biden in the Oval Office. You know, I'm in there, I'm being respectful, but I said, Mr. President, you are crushing my state.
Mm-hmm.
And if a Republican administration in the first 2.5 years, the first 3 years, issued 56 executive orders and executive actions against a little state like Delaware, and you were still the U.S. Senator, Mr. President, from Delaware, you'd be on the floor raising hell every day.
Yep.
Because this is wrong. No state should be subject to this kind of abuse from the federal government. So your point about Alaska being ground zero is 100% right. We are fighting it. I'm fighting it. But here's the thing. This morning, in addition to meeting with Alaskans, in addition to going to the SCI veteran meeting, SCI is so great, taking care of our veterans, wounded warrior hunts in Alaska and other things. But I met with the SCI legal team,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the legal team here is so helpful for hunters across the state, Second Amendment rights, access rights, but they're really good to help in Alaska. So that's one of the many reasons I'm so appreciative of this great organization. We're working together, but it is ground zero. And by the way, this matters to Alaska, but here, even if you don't hunt in Alaska, and most SCI members have tried to get up there, and by the way, if you're a member watching this and you haven't hunted in Alaska, come on up.
Open invite.
You'll love it. Open invite from the U.S. Senator.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. No disappointment or fishing or just coming out and seeing our great outdoors. But the key issue here is you might say, well, this is just going on in Alaska. I'm not that worried. No, if it happens in Alaska, they're going to spread it to the lower 48.
Yep.
So this is ground zero, and SCI is with us shoulder to shoulder in the fight.
And it's amazing. Yeah, thanks for the overview. I mean, it's shocking. I think that the map with all the closures, it looks like a terrible camo that nobody would want to ever wear. I don't know.
Terrible camo. That is terrible camo. Like, Biden's terrible camo. Right? We hate it. Killing us.
56 of them at the most simple level. Is it an access issue?
Yeah, it's mostly about access. And remember, there's a lot of executive orders that the Biden administration has issued that really hurt Alaska.
Yep.
But these are kind of nationwide or statewide or, you know, western states. I'm talking 56 just targeting us.
Unbelievable.
Just saying Alaska, Alaska, Alaska.
I mean, it's personal.
So, it's so personal. And I said to the president, I said, look, this is driven by your radical environmental lower 48 interests, yep. And it's the war on Alaska. I said, Mr. President, respectfully, this is wrong. This is wrong. No American should be abused like this by their federal government. So we're fighting it.
And we see it, too, from SCI, the way you talked about, you know, these bad ideas spilling over.
Yeah, they spill over.
I think that a lot of our members, they do realize, the majority of members do realize that, you know, say it's an Alaska, it's not an Alaska hunters problem. It's all hunters problem.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing this week because we have everybody come in from around the world. Like, we had a meeting with guides and outfitters that were from, I don't know how many countries were in that room, but it was all the African countries, New Zealand, Spain. And we had a whole presentation on, like, Colorado and their ballot initiative there.
Oh.
You guys know something about ballot initiatives that
aren't
good. We've got one in Colorado on mountain lions, bobcats, and lynx. And they were all super interested in it because they're like, it's the same playbook. It's just being passed around.
Same playbook.
And we all have to be able to help each other out.
100%.
And that's something that we've seen a lot of, like, because you've got such a strong membership of SCI members in Alaska.
Great members.
Yeah, the best. And they constantly bring us up to speed on, you know, what's happening. And people are flabbergasted, but SCI members, different than other hunters in that they see something, they do something. And I feel like our whole membership has, you know, gotten together to fight it. Just from a grassroots level, you know, we had a pledge go out that was signed by folks from all 50 states opposing, you know, FBS, the federal or FSB, the Federal Subsistence Board, and their closures.
Yeah.
And these are folks that, you know, maybe aren't ever even planning to go there.
Right.
They're saying in principle it's just not right.
In principle it's not right, and it'll come to a theater near you soon if we don't stop it in Alaska.
Absolutely. So, talking about happy times, in Alaska, have you been to any of the SCI events, any of the banquets, hung out with those folks?
Heck yeah, I'm a life member, right? Yeah, of course, right? And yeah, we love it. They're great events. We have really, really strong SCI chapters, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just great Alaskans getting together, doing what they love, the hunt, fish, the experience of it all. Yeah, they're fantastic. The SCI, I think it was the holiday event that had this past year was, I think, one of the biggest we've ever had. And yeah, we take a lot of pride in our great support for SCI in Alaska and vice versa.
Tremendous. All right, so tell me, when you're in Alaska enjoying yourself, you invited everyone to go hunting. Are you going hunting in Alaska? Have you been recently? I've seen some photos out there.
So, you know, here's my situation. I try to get out. I don't get out enough. I know we might talk about, you know, I've been in the Marine Corps Reserves in active duty for 30 years. So that's been about, even with my Senate job, about 25 days a year of Marine Corps duty, which is a lot, you know, almost a full month. I'm going to have a little more time now. I just retired.
Congratulations.
On Thursday from the Marine Corps, 30 years. I got out as a full colonel. So a little bittersweet. But so, yes, I'm going to make more time. And, you know, I have good friends who I try to get out and hunt with. But I did last year, I'm setting aside a nice block. It was about 8 days, which for me is a lot.
Yeah.
Because I was lucky enough to draw a tag for a Kodiak brown bear hunt, and had a very great hunt with some wonderful SCI leaders. John Sturgeon, who in our state, of course, is very famous because of the Sturgeon versus Frost Supreme Court cases. Two Supreme Court cases with his name on them. All about access for hunting, all about access for Alaskans to federal lands. Those are won 9-0. And so So yeah, we had a successful brown bear hunt last April. That was just incredible. We were out almost 8 days, you know, Roosevelt elk everywhere, deer everywhere, big bears everywhere. And you know, those are the biggest brown bears in the world. We took our time. We were patient, had a number in our sights very close, but we're patient. Towards the end, I was getting a little impatient, right? But then, you know, we were blessed to have a big, beautiful brown bear that came our way and, took a nice shot. One shot, one kill, as we say in the Marine Corps. And the good news from my perspective, we've made that. We weren't going to mount it. I was thinking about mounting it to scare, you know, all the liberals that come into my office. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. Actually, I'm only partly kidding. So now it's a big, beautiful rug. And hopefully, as soon as like the next couple days, just showed up in my office. It's going to be behind my desk. It's big. And this is going to be so the next time I meet with the BLM director, one of these liberals from the Biden administration, they're in my office. They're not just going to be looking at me. They're going to be looking at something much more, let's say, intimidating, right? So they're going to get the message. It's going to be a double message. And, of course, we'll know that SCI's got our back. Now I'll have this big brown bear almost 10 feet behind our back. So, yeah,
when do you think
hug.
It'll be up in the office?
It might be up Monday.
Oh, okay, real soon. Good.
It might be up Monday.
We're having our lobby day, which a ton of Alaskans will attend. They always do.
When is it?
May 9th. So.
Okay, you guys got to come in.
Yeah,
we'll get a picture.
A few
front
photos.
Of it.
Awesome.
You will. It is beautiful too. It's kind of a very blonde for Alaska brown bear. So it's
awesome.
I mean, a Kodiak brown bear. So yeah, it was great. So, but I was with like I said, Ted Spraker, who's our Kenai chapter president, John Sturgeon, who, like I said, is the Anchorage chapter president. Great guys. We had such a blast, but also really good hunters. So mm-hmm. I was in very good company.
Yep. Felt safe out there.
It's always good to be with people who really, really know what they're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember being with Don Young in his office, Congressman Young.
Don Young had a big brown bear in his office.
Yeah, the entryway.
Trying to figure out, I think that was a Kodiak brown bear as well, but I'm not sure Don Young harvested that.
Well,
I think there's a little bit of a story on that one. But
I remember being with him, and a group of students came in, and they asked how it was taken, and he said that he'd pulled it by its tail and stabbed it.
Well, that sounds like Don Young. Yeah. Now, the one thing I do have, and I double-checked with Alaska Fish and Game, they're going to send me a letter. For me, I was proud of that. That was the first Kodiak brown bear taken in 2023. So I'll have that kind of
awesome.
As official.
That's so cool.
That's kind of neat, right?
Yeah, it's very neat.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Well, I really appreciate the time you've taken today to talk. I do want to kind of close off, though, kind of asking you, you know, you're a past federal legislator of the year for us, and we really see you as, you know, not just a legislator, not just an SCI member, but a hunter legislator.
Yeah.
Which I think is a special thing. I just want to kind of get your thoughts on, like, what that means in the job you do to be a hunter legislator.
Well, look, it's really important because, you know, SCI, we look at ourselves as members, as hunters, and that's important. And I agree. But the values that are represented by the people who hunt and by this organization, they have meaning well beyond hunting, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go to the issues of liberty. They go to the issues of freedom. They go to the issues of the greatness of America. They go to the issues of taking care of our veterans, right? So it's a much bigger set of issues that SCI promotes and advocates for, you do such a great job on that, than just hunting rights. Those are really important. But when you're with the community and you recognize what this really means, it means, you know, access means freedom. Hunting and getting out, it's not, you know, and you know what it is, not just harvesting a beautiful bear or something, it's just being in the great outdoors and enjoying it and watching the elk run by and being out there with a full moon and, you know, taking it in, clearing your head. It's just, it's freedom, right? And we can't lose that. We can't lose that. Alaska, of course, is one of the last great places in the world with that sense of freedom and bigness and last frontier and openness. And I think that's, those are values of America that make us great. We can't lose those. And the federal government, at least this federal government, they don't get it. They don't understand it. They want to shut it down. And they don't understand kind of the broader implications of what these issues are all about. They go to the heart and soul of what it means to be an American. Even if you're someone who lives on the, you know, in an urban area on the East Coast and you don't understand hunting or it doesn't attract you, these values still matter because they're American values at their heart.
It's awesome. I love it. I'm not going to be able to put it any better than that ever. So,
well, hey, keep up the great work. And we got your guys' back 110%, and I know you got our back, and you got Alaskans back. You got veterans' backs, right? Like I said,
oh, yeah.
You know, I did this ceremony just 2 nights ago on my retirement, and it was really great because the Marine Corps did something. I kind of hinted to them that they should do it, but they made the retirement ceremony a lot about my wife and my daughters. And this is, you know, for the veterans watching, you know, our military members, they get recognized, which is great, but a lot of times their families who are, you know, at the home front, worried about their husband or wife or dad or brother or sister, they don't get the recognition they deserve. So my retirement ceremony was a lot about my wife and my three daughters, and I think that's special too.
Yeah. I mean, my dad was a U.S. Marine.
That's right.
And I was raised by a pack of Marine moms, so I get it. They deserve all the credit.
They deserve all the credit. And by the way, they're fierce, right?
Yeah.
You do not want to mess with those Marine moms.
The first chapter in Duncan Hunter's autobiography, is about John Kelly's wife, Karen, because, yeah, she's tough as they come.
Tough as they come. And we had some great Marines. General Dunford was at my retirement. A bunch of guys I deployed with many, many years ago, they all came back. It was a great retirement. I will say for the Marines watching, it did get a little rowdy and raucous, but hell, that's what you would expect.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and really thank you so much for your service with the Marine Corps and your continued service in the U.S. Senate, continued and constant, you know, service to all hunters. Really grateful for it. And really
thank you, Ben.
You
keep up the great work. It's so great to be back at another awesome SCI convention.
Awesome. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
And thanks, everybody, for listening in to this episode. I truly, thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope you did as well. If you did, follow, subscribe, like, star, whatever it takes to just keep up with everything that's going on in the world around hunting. And if you're listening from the show floor, hang up that phone, turn off that phone, and go buy some hunts. All right, we'll see you out in the field.